The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
800-530-USOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, and I think we're back in on our internet line. And so anyway, if anybody else can hear us, call in. Number here is 1-347-945-5229, and we'll talk to you and see what's going on with you.
I've got rotary phone.
Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling us to the enemy. And those who are supposed to be free are now worrying on my fun. TV.
Anyway, like I said, give them a call, 1-347-945-5229. I don't know what happened there while we got disconnected, but we're back up and live and doing our thing. And we hope everybody is listening to some of the things that are going on. Okay, even though we would like one thing or another not to be political, it ends up being that way anyway. All the time. All the time. And we have people doing things here that are going to play out in a convention. The Black Lives Matter say that they were going to disrupt the Republican convention.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm cold.
I think so.
That it's better.
Better. okay.
The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person now what? Alive in the world.
You got something running in the background, backfeeding.
Yes, it is. Okay. Can you guys hear us over there? Okay.
Yeah, we're hearing you. Now, there's something in the background.
Shouldn't be any more, so let's see whether that did the trick right now. Okay, go ahead, Sal. What's going on?
Not too much.
Now, we've had some really bad technical problems here today, and I just don't understand what's going on in the world, and we're trying to discuss it, and then you know, our phone lines go down. What? Okay, but anyway, we're back, and we're doing our thing. What's going on down there in South Carolina?
Oh, not too much, Jeff. We just taking it easy. We got a huge, huge bike rally coming here next weekend.
Yes, you do.
I don't know what to expect, so we're going to see what's going to happen. But first and foremost, man, you kind of kept it on the down low, but Facebook puts you on blast. Happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you. Now, we announced it when we came on the air. Yeah, I'm still 30 through. And I told people they could drive by and bring money. And that's what we need to have here. I want money, lots and lots of money.
I'm still waiting for cake.
Yeah, and he wants cake.
Mark,
wait a minute. I know Diva's not saying the sales are just sales.
I've seen your picture, Mark. You need to lay off the cake, bro.
Hey, I'm down 35 pounds. I've been very good. I'm, you know, cutting back on the carbs and cut out the booze altogether.
I can't believe what I just read on the chat room.
I cannot believe that either.
Diva, you are absolutely out of your ever-loving mind.
Diva, you're in the air.
So cells that are dividing are not life. They're just an organism. It's either life or it's dead. It's either a living organism or it's a dead organism. If its cells are not dividing, it's dead, and if its cells are dividing, it's alive.
You're in the air, Diva.
Our phones still aren't working.
Yeah, they were.
She jumped right in on this.
She's there because we were talking to South Carolina. South, you still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, well, she just isn't choosing.
Diva, you are in the air. Eric?
She ain't gonna back that up.
I think she was being facetious.
She says she's muted. She's claiming
hold
she's
on.
Muted. You ain't muted,
Steve.
Diva.
Eric, you're in there. Yeah. 330212, you're in there. Wow. I don't know what's going on. But you're still there, South?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, very good. 440, you're in there.
It's time to dumb it down.
Oh, hey, Lord have mercy.
Let's go to the gutter. We're going straight to the gutter right
there
away.
There we go.
No, I was just going to say happy birthday. And,
Thank you.
You know that party that you came to where you had the lap dance, Janet? She said she's going to give you a freebie today.
Janet?
So just give her a call. That's all.
Okay.
That's...
When you get her number, you give it to me because I could probably use that today.
That's better than cake.
Hey, you can eat that too. So, but
No.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question for Mark. I got a question for Mark.
Okay.
Seriously, on this Tom Brady thing, they kind of threw him under the bus because he didn't give up his phone records and whatever. If I'm not mistaken, no employer can force you to give up anything on your private phone. Am I right or wrong?
It depends on whether there's evidence that would apply to the phone that was used in the commission.
No, but this is not a criminal.
Rules.
this is not a criminal thing, though.
But here's the thing. It's there's different kinds of employment, okay? So if I am running Burger King and I hire somebody in, I can say you can't have your phone, but you can't give it up. You can't really make them drop off of Facebook and that sort of thing. Brady, you know, Tom Brady is a different thing. He's got a contract, and you could contract anything you want. And I don't know what his contract looks like, and I don't know what the agreement looks like between the Patriots and the NFL and what that agreement looks like. But, yes, those rights can be contracted away.
Well, let me ask you this. It wasn't done on the field, I don't think. I mean, well, maybe it was. I don't know. I always
thought an employer could not
touch, you know, anything as far as your private phone numbers and your emails and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, if it's there,
that goes to general hiring, but this is different. There's a contract here, and they entered into a contract with large amounts of money, and that there's protocols that they have to have, including morals clauses and all those sorts of things. But if there was a violation of the rules of football, you know, they can get this stuff in as evidence. Under the contract, this is a procedure instead of a legal case. And in any legal case, you know, they could subpoena the records. And they requested the records, and I'm sure he has an obligation under his contract to produce them if it indicates that it would adversely reflect on the either the Patriots or the NFL. I just think they're really going to have a hard time busting a union contract. I just don't see that happening.
Well, you know, I think if it goes to federal court, I think he's going to win.
I'm sure it does.
I think he's going to win, and I think he's going to make more money off of that than by playing, especially if he loses four games. I think he's going to get him for damages and every other doggone thing. I think it was dumb on Goodell's part. Go ahead.
I do too. I think Goodell has once again shown that he's not a good decision maker and not a responsible person, because he hasn't proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that that this situation is what it is. So I have no idea what he's trying to come up with here. This is kind of crazy.
Why do you think he didn't? Why do you think he's innocent? Those people,
say he's innocent.
Those guys didn't deflate those balls on their own, and there's a lot of money riding on these games.
Well, here's the thing.
You got to prove it.
If you can't prove it, the onus is on Goodell to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he did this so that he can, you know.
What's your definition of beyond a shadow of a doubt? If the ball guy said he told me to do it.
Are you seeing that on there?
No, I don't know
I'm saying you murdered that woman over there in Concord. We know that's
a
lie.
But you can't go on somebody's word. There's different standards of proof, okay? And I don't know what their contract is, and I don't know what their protocols are and what everybody agreed to between the team and the players and the union and the NFL. But if I remember what the decision said, it was more likely than not that he did it. And that is a standard of proof. And, you know, as a lawyer, those are words of art. There's, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt, preponderance of the evidence, and more likely than not. Those are three different standards of proof. And if this was done in kind of a legal arbitration way, more likely than not would be sufficient. The issue is he's going to go in to say they don't have the authority to do that. And I'm going to tell you what, if that's what he's going in there to say, he's going to lose.
Well, here's the thing. The ball boy did not. I'm saying that he did not say that. So I don't know what to think say about this
And why would the commissioner tear down a brand over Rice? He didn't have to do that with Rice, and he did not have to do this with Brady.
American Best Buy is heard right here.
We'll be right back. We're back up and running. Tracy and Friends, Testosterone Thursday. We'll be right back.
Noisy Cincinnati courtroom, a clue to that missing Malaysian jetliner. I'm Michael Toscano. Former University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tenzing pleaded not guilty a short time ago to murder charges in the shooting death of black driver Samuel DeBose. Municipal court judge Megan Shanahan announcing his bail.
The defendant is facing the possibility of life in prison. It's the court's duty to ensure his appearance. The bond will be $1 million anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a courtroom. You will conduct yourselves at all times. Appropriately.
A wing part found on an island in the Western Indian Ocean may be the first trace of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Martin Dolan heads Australia's Transportation Safety Bureau.
The French authorities are working with the Malaysian authorities and us to do this as quickly as possible. And we are hoping that something can be done in the next 24 to 48 hours.
On Wall Street, stocks lower across the board. I'm Michael Toscano. Planned Parenthood's website is still down, hit by a targeted denial of service attack. The organization is facing potentially longer-lasting trouble on Capitol Hill, though, as we hear from Bob Costantini.
Controversial and disputed video purportedly showing a Planned Parenthood employee suggesting the organization sells fetal tissue to make money has moved Republican senators to act. Joni Ernst of Iowa is chief sponsor of the bill.
Defunding Planned Parenthood through this legislation, but we are not decreasing the dollars for those very important screenings and other services offered to women.
Planned Parenthood receives relatively little direct money for health screenings from Washington, but does get tens of millions in Medicaid and Medicare reimbursements that are mandated and which courts have upheld in previous abortion-related challenges. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up by 12,000. The Labor Department reporting 267,000 Americans filed for jobless benefits last week. Most analysts had been expecting a higher number. I'm Michael Toscano.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
If you're a swimmer and you're planning to go down to Rio for next year's Olympics, you may find the water a little icky. Here's Scott Carr.
The Associated Press commissioned 4 rounds of water testing in each of 3 planned Olympic water venues and found dangerously high levels of viruses and bacteria. The concentrations of viruses found were roughly equivalent to what's typically found in raw sewage. Even at one of the least polluted areas tested, the Copacabana Beach, where marathon and triathlon swimming will take place next year, and where many of the expected 350,000 foreign tourists may be tempted to take a dip. Brazilian officials have assured that the water will be safe for the athletes. Some competitors in early training, however, have already fallen ill. I'm Scott Carr.
Cars and trucks on the road are older than ever before. The consulting firm IHS Automotive says the average age of vehicles in the U.S. now 11 and a half years. Registrations have hit 258 million, an increase of 5 million from last year. So you see, it is more crowded out there. I'm Michael Toscano.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? National Credit Card Relief wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this program to have their credit card debt forgiven. So call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-719-2090. That's 800-719-2090. To discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven, call 800-719-2090. 800-719-2090. Don't wait. Call now. 800-719-2090.
The best things in life are free.
The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies offers you the safe retirement roadmap you're looking for, plus tax-free retirement solutions. That's right, tax-free retirement solutions. To set up your free review, log on to leaveallegacy.com. That's leaveallegacy.com. Or call 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. And make sure to listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies radio show, Saturday mornings at 11 on AM 600 WSOM.
We really need jobs.
We've just got to get the corruption out of our government.
The biggest problem we have is ignorance.
Tune to News Talk 600 for the latest local and national news. Only on News Talk 600 WSOM. The Savage Nation is on.
I am telling you right now, Hillary Clinton is unelectable. I'll go on record right now. We know what she is. We know she's not capable of defending this country. And we understand her orientation is not sufficient to defend the American people. And all they want is somebody to come along to defend them, protect them, and unleash our military on these vermin.
The Savage Nation on News Talk AM 600 WSOM. Mark Levin.
Since when do we accept the liberal agenda as America's agenda? Because that's what happened. Because we don't go on offense. We don't embrace our own principles. We don't even discuss them.
Mark Levin, weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229. 330-781-9600 or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And I hate this version of this song, whatever it is.
You're not doing good on your song version.
Not today. Not the,
man. You're not having a good day at the board.
There's too much happening, man. There's too much going on. And I got crazy folks in the chat room and all this other stuff. And I don't know. Diva's doing her thing. And I ain't mad at her for doing it. And so she got to handle what she got to handle. But anyway, we're here talking to you about what's going on in the world. The number here is 1-347-945-5229. It is Testosterone Thursday. We're in our last trimester here. And so we've given birth to another show. And like the song started out, we're hard to handle here. So, yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
To follow up on the question that called in earlier.
Uh-huh.
If Brady is successful in this,
mm-hmm.
he, Will the union be supportive of him or not? Because that breaks the union, doesn't it? If he's successful.
Not no, because you have a very how should I say a very specific set of circumstances here of what's going on. He's charged with deflating this balls or having some these balls deflated, but they don't have anybody admitting to it. So the thing is they don't know who did the balls and not. They saw the ball boy take 24 balls into the
Let's look at what they had. The
bathroom.
They went to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and then they came out of the bathroom.
Came
with the
out.
Balls.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he bring 24 balls into the bathroom?
He might want to feel good about himself. I don't know.
What? Well, I mean, that's where you end
that
up with more likely than not.
He was a team player, and that was enough balls for everyone on the team in the men's room.
I'm not so blind. You called it from a different number. How you doing, buddy?
I'm so good. Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday.
Why, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that.
Hey, Mark, the report that came out, I know you're talking legally and you're saying more likely than not, but if you read the report is worded in such a way that basically Brady can't sue them for slander or libel or anything else or monetary damages because, yes, it said more likely than not, but it also clearly stated that in the absence of anyone else coming forward, as I recall, because I read the document a long, long time ago, that there were other people who could have also. And what the document, the way it was worded, it kind of blamed Brady because it left him in the position of being the final arbiter of whether or not the ball was fit for play. And that pushed onto him a responsibility that under his contract, maybe the players aren't responsible for the condition of equipment. And so there's a lot of legal issues here. I don't think it's going to be as cut as dry as more likely than not. And you know what? His lawyers are smarter than me, so if they think they can bring an action, I'm sure they're not wasting
and,
his money.
And they'll be smarter than me, too. I don't know that much about it, but at the end of the day, I don't think this decision is going to rest on whether or not he did it or not. It's going to be rest whether Goodell had the authority to do what he did. And that's what this issue is, what they're going to
And if you then, right, and if you
at.
Argue that a player then ultimately is responsible for the quality of equipment, that's going to be a very interesting legal argument, and Goodell maybe doesn't have the right to push that onto a player in the heat of a game.
Well, I don't know. I wish I did. Yeah, but
this is going to be interesting. Yeah, you're a car driver. You're a professional driver. You're a taxi car driver. You're a professional, and General Motors had some inherent flaw in the brand of taxi you bought. Are you then the ultimate final quality control check person for General Motors if your passengers are injured by a defect from the manufacturer or the person who hit
the car? We're going through a lot of this in Ohio right now with landlord tenants. The state of Ohio was telling landlords. You were telling me, Sticks.
Yeah, there's two things that's going on in Ohio right now. One is they're trying to pass a law through the state legislature making the landlord responsible for any meth labs that the tenant puts on their property. And the other thing that one of the local cities has done is they're going to fine the landlord if there's a noisy party at one of their apartment houses or one of their rental properties.
Mm-hmm. We had that
now, how can,
30 years ago.
How can that be? I mean, I didn't take them to raise.
I agree with you, but we had that 30
how can that,
back in the early 80s when I owned rental property. They wanted to make me responsible for everything that went on at the property, but they gave me no authority because everybody saw their rights. I couldn't go in. I couldn't inspect the premises. I had, you know, except they still had all the tenants' rights in place, but they made the landlord responsible, including even if somebody broke in and raped a tenant, you didn't make the building secure enough.
So
I
are
mean,
there
when
any,
you find a door
are any rental
the
properties
ground,
at all in Connecticut?
Yeah, and we worked around that. And I'll tell you who it used to, Mark, nothing against your profession, but it used to make turn my stomach because I would eat at the working man place. There's one in the area near my buildings. And in the corner, the people from Legal Aid sat there all day long laughing how they stuck it to a landlord while I'm trying to eat my lunch. And they did
stupid things, too.
They had nothing to do with tenants being having a quality. There was one building. A guy bought the building, evicted all the tenants, because he was going to totally rehab this building and bring it up to snuff. It was a 24 apartment unit in downtown, and it was the guy who really had some great plans. The guy was a good landlord, and the city gave him permission to condemn the building. Power was turned off, water was turned off, and everything else. And Civil Liberties gets involved in the darn thing. Legal Aid, rather, gets involved, and they got stays on everything, and they were celebrating how they stuck it to the landlord. Meanwhile, you got 18 remaining families or 16 remaining families are going through the winter in a building with no utilities, but they won.
Yeah, and that's how these people think. You know, and the same issue goes, with whether it's would Brady be responsible for the equipment? Should landlords be responsible for meth labs from their tenants? And it goes into the schools where they put the burden on the teachers to make sure that Johnny can read, but they give the teacher zero authority to make that happen. Not allowed to give them homework or not allowed to suspend them. You have to let them talk back to you. Right on down. But if Johnny can't read, it's the teacher's fault. And this kind of deflected responsibility is, getting a little old, but that's how we do things in this country. Nobody wants to be responsible for anything.
And, of course, once once a tenant rents a place, they have all their rights to privacy and everything else. They have quasi-ownership of that apartment. And you could write in the lease agreement that you have rights to inspection under proper notice and everything else. I mean, I once had a tenant call the police on me because they called me the night before. They told me that they had a problem with a clogged kitchen sink. Being blind, I have to pay people to drive me. Keep that in mind. I got on the phone at 9:00 the night before, lined up a crew of people to help me, figured this would be a good day to go in there and give the people the new kitchen that I had also, wanted to put in that apartment, new base cabinets and everything else. I had just bought the building maybe 6 months previously. I showed up at 8:00 in the morning. I have rental equipment that I purchased. I have a crew of people to help me. I've got trucks there. I've got all the parts we need and everything. I'm ready to go in. They're not home. I let myself in the building. They came home at 10:30 that morning and called the police on me for entering the property illegally, that I broke into their home. The cop came in, saw me in the kitchen cabinet lying on my back, on reconnecting the new drains in the new sink cabinet and everything else. And he said, I said, I'm the landlord. He said, what are you doing here? Da da da. And I said, they called me last night with an emergency, and I thought this would be a good time to come and make repairs. I got here, told them the whole story. The cop turned to the people and said, are you out of your mind? You got a landlord who shows up who's willing to do something, and you want me to arrest this guy? The cop turned to me and said, by the way, you got any other apartments? My girlfriend and I are looking for a place. because they wanted to have me arrested for entering the premise. And I think if I had any other cop there, I would have been arrested.
Yeah. It's just crazy. People are nuts. Sticks and I are both landlords, and I try to keep good interaction with all of my tenants. I talk to them at least once or twice a month just to see how things are going and whatnot. And I haven't had any problem yet, knock on wood, but I'm sure it will be coming. But this deflected responsibility. Be a man, take the suspension and go, stop. I mean, you're making a lot of money and nobody,
married to a really hot chick.
Yeah. And nobody really,
go on vacation.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
And usually the first four games of the season, he wouldn't have gotten that much play time anyway. They would have put in some of the other guys trying to earn their stripes, Hey, Mark, legal advice to you. Don't call your tenants so much. A case can be made that you were aware that there were problems and you kept checking in to see if they had discovered it. I saw that case made.
Oh, no. We do it with maintenance on the outside. I hang around the buildings a lot.
You don't have a white van, do you?
Huh?
You don't have a white van, do
no,
you?
No, I don't have a white van.
Hanging around the building with a white van could probably get you in just as much trouble.
Every time I ended up in court with a tenant, and after the eviction was over, when we were cleaning the place out, I always found the pamphlet from Legal Aid. Things like no smoke detectors and they don't have to pay rent. But yet you could see where the tenant who was given paint, you could see the paint marks around the smoke detectors that used to be on the ceiling.
Yeah.
and stuff. Because they know how to put themselves in a position to have all the rights in
court. Well, but But see, and this is where I always tell my tenants right up front what their legal rights are. I hear one start hollering about not paying a rent. I say, fine, go down to the courthouse and escrow it, and we'll sort this out.
Yeah.
Because they never do.
Well,
no, I'm like you. I take care of my. I mean, they call me up. I take care of things right away. I don't. I got good people.
What drives
about.
Me crazy is the ones that don't call you.
Yeah.
They wait till the toilet's falling through the floor.
Yeah.
Then they call.
You know
me.
What? I'm about to fall through the floor. Now, I thank God for the past so many years I've had I only have one piece of rental property, but the tenant. Is good at saying stuff, okay? Let you know. You know, but it just gets crazy.
And of course now what really is good is that when they call they text me what their complaints are, which is really good because it makes a record.
Yeah.
So I've got a tenant right now who's got a problem with the fixture up on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
She's been after me now for 8 weeks to get the fixture fixed in the ceiling. For 8 weeks I've been trying to get her to call this guy to come fix it. You've got to be there when he comes. Call him and ask him. And
I've got a slow drain. It's the same thing. Here's the guy's phone number. He knows to come and do the job and send me a bill.
Yeah.
I was just over past there yesterday. I said, did you call him yet? No.
Yeah, good, because I got to do all that stuff myself.
one of my true stories as a landlord, I got a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning one night. We have no heat. So I get out of bed and I go down to the building, which, by the way, I only lived a couple blocks away from my building. And so I got down there with my toolboxes and everything else, and I go into the basement immediately, and I am halfway up to my knees in water in the basement. No wonder why there's no heat. All the furnaces are shorted out. The basement's flooded. I see water pouring from the ceiling. I go upstairs into the first floor apartment, knock on the door. They're the ones who called me. They said, yeah, well, the water's been dripping from upstairs. I go upstairs, and the toilet was removed from the people who were evicted. They took the toilet. I didn't know toilets were furniture, and they go with the tenant. I didn't know that. And what was left was a half-inch pipe sticking out of the wall, just pouring water. This was downtown in a city with high water pressure, so you can imagine what the water flow was like. I went downstairs in their bathroom, and I said, you mean this has been falling how long? 5 days. I went into their bathroom, and the water was literally pouring from the ceiling, pouring, because the toilets are stacked in that type of building. It was directly over their toilet. So I said, how long has this been going on? They said 5 days. The gentleman who gave me a ride was a construction buddy of mine. You know, he understood. I brought him in case I needed, you know, his help. And I said, I don't understand how you could use this toilet. And he just grabbed me by the arm, pulled me into the bathroom, closed the door, and took my hand and put it onto the waste paper basket next to the toilet. There was an umbrella.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited.
You'll be back.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples barbecue sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples barbecue sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Need tires for your vehicle on a budget? Call George at 330-272-8120. George has new and used tires from $10 and up. Stop by at 2104 Hubbard Road in Youngstown. You'll be pleased with the service you get from George. Call 330-272-8120. That's 330-272-8120. Make sure you say you heard it on Tracy and Friends. 330-272-8120.
Do you find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like your immune system is weak? Consider Super Immune Forte C1000 with bioflavonoids and Super D3. These drugless prescriptions can be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
The Savage Nation is on.
I am telling you right now, Hillary Clinton is unelectable. I'll go on record right now. We know what she is. We know she's not capable of defending this country. And we understand her orientation is not sufficient to defend the American people. And all they want is somebody to come along to defend them, protect them, and unleash our military on these vermin.
The Savage Nation on News Talk AM 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
What Would James Do by Gerald Albright here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. And we are talking to you about what's going on. It is Testosterone Thursday on Tracy and Friends here in WSOM 600 AM on and in Youngstown and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends and on iHeart Radio as well. And we're sort of just just going through things here and there, and I don't know. I hope that I got that person out of the room, and I see that they disappeared. We got some people to get into our chat room, and they just are nasty people, and I hate that because it's not necessary. It's just not necessary. Pialki, you are in the air. What's going on in St. Louis?
Hey, Jeff, before Pianchi says something, did you hear the punchline? Because the commercial started, they were using a waste paper basket as an umbrella stand. That's how they were using the commode. They had umbrellas.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's the part you didn't get to hear. 5 days, they sat on the commode with an umbrella rather than call me in until the furnaces finally went out and they had no heat. That's when I finally got the phone call there was a problem.
What's wrong with people? Why do they do that?
What's wrong with anybody who lives indoors not knowing it's supposed to rain permanently and you need an umbrella indoors? My mother told me it was bad luck.
I don't understand it.
I don't either. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, and
I don't either.
You know, it was just insane. They sat. That's why my friend started, and he closed the bathroom door. We were laughing so hard, we had to hold each other up. We couldn't believe that an adult for 5 days. They had their waste paper basket full of family umbrellas, and everybody in the family had their own umbrella in the waste paper basket, sat on the commode with an umbrella.
I would have lost my mind, and it'd have been details at 11. You got a
and I yield the floor now to my brother.
Full of. Who just said that?
I did. I yield the floor to Pianchi. Thank you, Pianchi, for
okay.
your time to finish that story.
Okay, Pianchi, you in the house? Okay, I'm not hearing Pianchi. South Carolina, was that you?
That's me. That's me. Unless South Carolina.
No, South Carolina. I got South Carolina too. I got you and I got South. So he must be busy. Diva, you're in the air. Hello, hello, hello. Okay.
She's going to accuse you of having her muted again. You know that.
She's not muted, and I don't know what's going on because.
I bet you she uses an Apple product.
I give you another tenant
no,
story if you want.
No, no, no,
our tenant story.
No. I'm teasing. But this is
Alabama.
Let's do a public service here. All those folks who see those infomercials at 2 a.m. how you get rich owning property, the part they don't tell you
yeah.
is you have to collect your money from people.
Yeah, that's what we say about anybody who.
Yeah, Alabama, you're there.
Alabama.
Yeah, I'd rather have to collect money, have somebody owe me money, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month, than have to go sit in somebody's or work at somebody's job 8 hours a day, 5 days a week or more for a fraction of that. So I'd rather have that issue. Those are, and I ain't gonna lie, it is a headache, but I'd rather have that than deal with, you know, that's just me. So. If you manage your money properly, I mean, and don't just go shopping just because you feel like, okay, I got a few dollars, understanding that you have tenants that are probably going to tear the property up, maybe move out and dog pour cement down your toilet. I mean, you got all types of stuff. I've heard some stories. I've seen diapers piled up 4 feet high in a room, ruining the carpet and the hardwood up under the carpet. I don't see stories, man. I mean, these people nasty, man. So. Black and white. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, listen.
Yeah, filth has no color barrier.
No, and depression, most of the time accompanies filth because they don't. Yeah, Diva, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we
finally
got you.
We can hear you.
Oh, finally.
Must have something to do with that Apple product. You know.
Yeah, you've made. Your boy Steve, a very happy man. But go ahead.
Why?
He been champing at the bit to talk to you. He called in here first half hour.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoying myself in the chat room.
Yeah, well, I think that's over now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't take that stuff. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just listening. I don't even know what the conversation is now, other than...
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, well, Sticks, I will have to say that you and I disagree on when life begins. I, based on my research, do not believe that life begins at fertilization, at conception.
It's a scientific...
Well,
go ahead.
No, science... is based in theory and fact. And the theory is no one knows definite when life begins. We can only go on our own assumptions. For me,
Diva.
Life begins at implantation because a woman can be pregnant at fertilization and have no clue that she's pregnant. And then that pregnancy will pass without her even knowing or realizing she was pregnant.
But that she passed a living being, and that was a natural passing, and there's nothing that can be controlled of.
Well, for
if
me,
you, it, like I asked you, and I'll ask you this in the chat room: if they found an organism on Mars that was two cells dividing, would they call it life or not?
Are you?
Would they say we found life on Mars?
Well, they say, well, you got pro-lifers who say that a fertilized egg is life. So there would be an argument. I didn't ask you that.
I said if NASA found an organism on Mars that was two cells that were dividing, would they say we found life on Mars?
One, that's open to the question. You can't just ask that. But even if NASA said it, and if I disagree with NASA's assumption, I'm still going to say, no, that's not life.
Okay.
Last week, Diva said she didn't start living until she was 20. So that's her per. That's her. hold on.
Scientifically, bacteria, most bacteria don't even have a nucleus. They just have a bunch of mitochondria. So, but if they were to find that in space, that would be a big, 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 big deal. In fact, some years ago, they had a rock from Mars that they thought had some fossilized bacteria, and it made national news. So,
wait a minute! Don't
bacteria with a virus.
Viruses have three of the traits. They replicate. They don't have all of them. Some scientists say they're living. Some scientists say they're not. So,
well, let me put it like this: they found on the outside of the space station bacteria that is absolutely alive. They're anaerobic, and they live in space. So that is something that is a very huge find. Anything that divides and gets bigger is life. I don't care what kind of life it is, it's still life. And when you have the beginning of a human being, the minute that those cells get together and start to reproduce, that's life, because it's going to grow if it gets a chance, and if something kills it ahead of time, then something kills it. But it's not a matter of you being it not being a life. That's kind of crazy.
Okay, well, let's because talk about it being
it meets all
life,
the characteristics.
A living, breathing human life.
It's a human life. Because as soon as you have a sperm and an egg join, they have human DNA in them, so that makes it a human life.
What? It's a human.
Follow that logic. Wait. Follow her logic to the end, because you're telling me that a 5-month-old baby who probably can't live outside the womb is just as like a zygote. That's a 2-week-old zygote.
Well,
it's the same thing. A baby can't function on its own.
A baby that's delivered, a live birth that's left lay on the floor is going to die within maybe a day.
Or two,
You guys are trying to compare a organism that's just dividing cells, has no organs, has no functionality within the first 7 to 10 days.
It's not true. You said no functionality.
No basic functionality.
It's dividing and growing.
It's not breathing.
It is breathing.
Babies don't even have lungs. Diva.
Absolutely is breathing. Absolutely.
There's no heart at that point. No, there's not.
Diva.
Respiration. And when your cells, the only reason you exhale carbon dioxide because of what your cells have done on a cellular level. And the organs within your cells are called organelles. Your mitochondria, your ecto, endo, rectoplasm, all that different stuff, DNA, RNA, all that's in a cell. So it does have all the parts, just like an amoeba does. So...
Hold on. I don't want to get that deep into it. I'm just going to say it like this. That cell, or those cells, when they come together, is absolutely functioning. What are they doing? They are growing. and the mother is feeding them and breathing for them. So therefore, the mother is sustaining its life by just the mother having
the mother at that point. So how is the mother? It's not,
what?
The mother's
what?
Not,
it doesn't
mother's,
have. So
no,
what?
The mother's not sustaining its life. It's sustaining on its own. It doesn't start depending on
no.
the mother's life until
no,
it's
Diva.
Insane.
No, Diva.
Can a born child live if the mother doesn't feed it?
Again,
the mother.
Look at the pathology, the physiology of a fertilized egg. When it is first released from the ovary, when the egg is released from the ovary, it is independent of itself. It's all DNA.
Okay.
It's all
okay.
But
Diva.
Alabama.
As it is, when it becomes fertilized by a sperm, it allows it to be to exist as it is. It isn't until it implants into the uterus or the ovarian wall or somewhere else where it implants, where it becomes attached to the mother, is when it becomes dependent upon the mother. So before
okay.
that process, it exists on its own.
Okay, then why have we given custody rights to fertilized eggs?
What do you mean custody rights to fertilized eggs?
What did he say? He said custody rights to fertilized eggs. You just had
you're going to have to give me a better scenario.
Who was the couple that was fighting over it?
It was a very famous couple. They had fertilized eggs that they had saved for in vitro fertilization, and mm-hmm. one of the parties was granted custody of those eggs.
Right.
Okay, that's not...
So that's granting personhood. So that's granting personhood to a fertilized egg.
No, that's
because
not.
You can't
that's
have custody
granting.
Of something that's not a person.
You can. You can own and possess something that is not human. That you can.
No, that's called
not
ownership.
Right.
That's called ownership. That's not granting custody.
That's basically what it came down to. Ownership of those fertilized eggs.
So in a divorce court, they're granting ownership of children. Is that what you're saying?
Parental rights of children. You got
to. Oh, so no, wait a minute. So they just granted the eggs, parental right for the eggs. So now we have parental rights for the eggs, but they're not human.
I didn't say they weren't human. I'm looking at it from science, and the courts don't consider them.
You're looking at it from a liberal left wing. Scientist view.
You're trying to wrap yourself around the axle to admit that life does not begin at conception.
Actually, no. I don't have to rationalize it. That's just what I believe. Life does not believe
okay.
begin at conception.
Okay. Okay. Local caller, you're in there.
Hello.
Go ahead,
Hello?
Local caller.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hold on. Yeah, 678. Hold on.
Go ahead, local caller.
Life is blood. It's not that the right thing. Life begins with the blood.
Okay.
You couldn't live without that blood. And so the baby is a baby at conception.
Well, I agree with you.
Thank you, caller.
678, you're in the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi. I've just been listening to your wonderful conversation. I must admit, I take my hat off to everybody on the panel that's talking about these very important issues. And I just wanted to share something. Maybe it's a little random or off topic, but I've been dealing for the last 14 years with a very serious issue concerning forced abortions in China and the forced live organ harvesting that is going on in China. Have you ever heard about this?
Yes. I have also.
Yes, we have.
It's particularly against a very spiritual movement that became the largest in China between 1992 and 1998 called the Falun Gong. And just wanted to share, if I may, just a little insight in the updating of this, the seriousness of this atrocity, if I may.
Please do.
And where are you calling from, if you don't mind telling us?
I just came from Costa Rica. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. My third day.
Okay, you're in Atlanta. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Well, welcome. Welcome to Tracy and Fred.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me. No, it's just...
I'm in Sandy Springs.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, brother. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you. Sandy Springs is lovely. It's lovely.
Let him go.
Let him get his point out.
I know you have 15 to this 60 minutes. I don't want to take up all your time, but for your callers and for everybody on the panel, Falun Gong originated in China. It was introduced as a spiritual mind and body practice in China, very similar to yoga and Tai Chi, with Falun Gong, pronounced F-A-L-U-N, Falun Gong. It became the largest spiritual mind and body practice in China between 1992 and 1998. And it incorporates five exercises and meditation postures that bring incredible health and tremendous benefits to the human body. And between that time, between 70 and 100 million Chinese national citizens, one out of every 12 citizens were practicing. And then by 1999, the communist tyrannical regime in China outlawed it, condemned it, and has been persecuting these people for the last 15 years. And in 2001, the Honorable David Mattis and David Kilgore, two esquires out of Canada, and the Honorable Terry Marsh in Washington, D.C., as well as the Vice President of the European Union, Edward McMillan Scott, came out to confirm allegations that there have been over 40 concentration death camps that have been orchestrated and funded by one quarter of China's gross domestic profit for the last 15 years to send countless numbers of Falun Gong practitioners to these death camps, cut their organs out of their bodies while alive, and sell the organs as the most healthiest organs in the world illegally without consent. So I just wanted to share this with you, raise the awareness, and maybe leave a website where people can more investigate this and become aware of this, if I may.
Please.
StopOrganHarvesting.org. There's a petition. The European Union has voted unanimously to urge the communist regime in China to stop this. The House of Representatives. There we go. Has also come out with many resolutions to urge the communist regime to stop this. But because of the trade, and because of the mass amounts of investment that has come into China and has flowed into China in the last 30 years because of the NAFTA agreements, ruining the United States manufacturing industry and sending it off to slave labor China, there is, you know, the executives and the mainstream media will not expose this because of see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. So I take my hat off to people like yourself who are open and are willing to hear about this, because this is a new kind of evil that hasn't existed on such a large scale before. And thank you for allowing me to share. And again, the website is stoporganharvesting.org. You can also go to YouTube and look at the conference and the lecture series of David Mattis and David Kilgore. If you just put in organ harvesting in China on YouTube, or, as I said, go to the website stoporganharvesting.org. So,
yeah, we just pulled up a picture of one of those situations that happened out of China. What you're seeing that is so crazy is everywhere in the world, because we've destroyed the standard of life. Just like we have a young lady that's telling us that a fertilized egg is not life. That attitude is pervasive throughout our societies. And we have a president that came in, and his first freaking action in office was to make it that our tax dollars would provide abortions around the world in different places, and which is absolutely heinous. It is heinous for this. This practice is heinous. And why should they care if they don't think it's life? That's the whole thing. And, you know, whether you believe it's God or you believe it's karma, I'm going to tell you this. There will be a payment for these practices that comes upon those nations that accept this practice. And unfortunately, the United States is one of them. And it's going to be a terrible, terrible situation to deal with. And go ahead, my friend. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I take my hat off to people like yourself who have the courage and have the guts to stand up and expose this and to listen to people like myself to share this, because I've devoted my life, 15 years of my life, I put everything on the side of my education, a profit, everything, to expose the forced organ harvesting of the Falun Gong, the spiritual movement that is going on in China, because this is this is the kind of evil. Yes, this has occurred. I'm not comparing it to the Holocaust. I'm not comparing it to Rwanda or Armenia or other genocides of 400 years of slavery of the black population that have suffered so deeply and so terribly. Yet the Falun Gong, please, all I urge is to look into this more, and your listeners to look into this more about the forced organ harvesting, because every life is precious, and even the fertilized egg. And I love it how the lady was sharing how as soon as the sperm hits the egg, it becomes and creates life, and it is life. And we have to cherish even that fertilized egg, because it is life, and to destroy that is a tremendous amount of karma. So there has to be consciousness in the sanctity of all lives, whether black, whether white, whether Jewish, whether Muslim. We are all human beings, and we are put into these human bodies to look after each other, take care of each other, and to live to a standard of humanity that involves truthfulness and compassion and tolerance. So anyway, I won't take more of your time. Thank you very much, and stop organ harvesting. The website, and thank you very much for allowing me to share with you.
Thank you, caller, and call back anytime.
Call back, please, and we'll discuss.
Keep us updated.
Yep.
This is very important.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. These are the things that are going on. Why does somebody think that it... Yeah, a little bit of feedback on his line. Why does anybody think that it's okay to do this? And why would they be able to just get away with it worldwide? One thing that we had a representative on last week from down your way, Sticks, state representative.
Oh, Bill Johnson.
Yeah, we had Bill Johnson on. He said something that was startling to me, and I didn't realize. I knew that it was kind of lopsided, but he said, of all the customers in the world, of trade of everything, only 5% represents America.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
that's remarkable to me. Because what does that mean? To us, that's why no matter what China does or what China says, we give them MFN.
Yeah.
Because I bet you they represent 20% of the market, if nothing else, which means you're tied in to some things that you're
not nice things.
It's not nice.
Not nice things, the hosts of the show had a meeting last night, and we sat and talked a little bit, and one of the things that I said is that it has gotten so bad in this country, it's even difficult to talk about these things because you get rolled eyes and people saying, okay, here we go, we don't want to hear it.
Right.
And they've become so desensitized. And yet, look what they do with dogs that are abused and lions that are killed but human life doesn't count anymore.
Mm-mm.
And that is fundamental to anything. That is fundamental. And if we don't fix this, at least to the point where it's not near as bad as it is right now, the country can't get better. Because I believe that this is the base of our problems.
Oh, absolutely.
Once the word gets out, what Planned Parenthood was doing, selling the body parts, and they really were selling them, we're going to create a new industry. Just like people years ago during the Depression sold their blood, you will have pregnant women literally signing up to be aborted so they can get paid for that fetus they're carrying.
Yep.
I predict
Soylent
Green
is people!
Yeah, and then it'll blame it on capitalism because, after all, supply and demand, And you'll have women actually
right.
Prearranging when to come in and be aborted, and they're going to get a cut of that revenue because, after all, a 20-week-old has more developed organs than a 7-week-old, and they're going to start bartering, and it will create a subculture of cash flow, and it will be perfectly legal under called women's health care or women's rights or whatever you want to say. But you know what? We have already devalued the next generation. We've already done this in our society. Abortions and selling body parts to keep us alive longer and all that. Because, well, it's scientific research. Well, that's to keep old buggers like us around. But then again, we've already done that to the next generation called debt, so that we have medical care free. We're bankrupting our grandchildren. So we've already sold the rights to the next generation without their vote.
Well, they were having this discussion yesterday on Fox Business on one of the panel shows. And it was very interesting because actually it was the Five on Fox, because mm-hmm. She was saying, well, we're gonna waste these fetuses. Well, now wait a minute. If it's a human life and we've just destroyed it, isn't there something inherently wrong with destroying human life?
They're trying to take us all the way into the Mengele.
Dr. Mengele, call your office.
That's right. Mindset. And that
no,
is,
they're taking us into the world of the green people who want to recycle everything and make another use. Well, an aluminum can for a nickel is different from a fetus for thousands of dollars. And I'm telling you, these abortion clinics will begin to bid for pregnant women to come in. Hey, go this place.
Well,
and
we're
pay
so
more.
Yeah.
And what they're going to find is that the ruse of what Planned Parenthood is doing is, and this has happened with this court out in Los Angeles. Which now there's another organization that they sell the parts to named StemX, and StemX sells these parts anywhere from $500 to $24,000 a pop. We don't know what the connection is between Planned Parenthood and StemX.
Right.
There's got to be something.
Yeah, because they are marketing this thing, and then we're giving Planned Parenthood $500 million a year,
yeah.
which really, really pisses me off.
To keep people from getting pregnant and helping pregnant women be healthy, not to kill babies.
Yeah, and then you heard Hillary Clinton
equivocate.
Well, you know, they're just trying to stop one more time for a woman's to go against women's health. What is the frickin' impetus or advantage for somebody to go against women's health in America? How asinine and bass-ackward is that? Please.
I'd like to get some of these people in a one-on-one debate, just show them a picture of it and say, this is what you're doing.
Well, I mean, we're schizophrenic in this country. You can be charged with murder if you hit a pregnant woman and she loses a child. But the same woman can go to an abortion clinic and end that child's life under her own power.
But it's not schizophrenic. It makes perfect sense, because the common thread in this is somehow, and I've got to watch how I say this, women want to be treated differently. It's all about, you know, the war on women. That's what you come to these absurd conclusions.
But,
it's absurd.
But sanity would dictate the choice to create a child is the woman's choice. And then after that, she has no choice, because then you have to look at the rights of the innocent. And in Western culture, and in all cultures, I believe, the most innocent has always been given the most rights.
Yeah.
Or the largest. How would you say that legally?
Consideration? Maybe.
Consideration and rights.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we're about to go. But
because that fetus is the property of that woman, and it's the same mindset that had me free to do whatever I wanted to do to my slaves, because after all, I owned them. They're my property. I could kill them if I want. You can't arrest me. It's the same mentality, women.
By the same people.
By the same people
that purported that slavery and that was chattel and your property. It's the same freaking group. And so, anyway, figure out who it is that's championing abortion and killing of babies, and even your president who voted for it three times to uphold partial birth abortion, which means a full-term baby just about, within a month or two of being born. That is heinous, ladies and gentlemen. I'm done for the day. Tracy and friends, Tracy will be back here tomorrow morning. I think
no, she won't. Oh. Well, she will after she gets done going and trying to figure out how to get out of her ticket for going 150.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we may have to bail Tracy out tomorrow, so bring me money today for my birthday, and we'll see you guys.
Tracy's Legal Defense Fund.
We'll see you guys later. Tracy and friends, just off.
America's best.
Shifting Right. Don't forget it. Go to shiftingright.com.
USOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren.
Big bail in Cincinnati, a wing and a prayer. I'm Michael Toscano.
The bond.
Mm-hmm.